Grace, peace, and love be yours from the God who so loves this world. Amen. As many of you know, I had an opportunity to go to seminary. Obviously, that's why I'm here. And while in seminary at PLTS, we had the opportunity to attend seminaries throughout the Graduate Theological Union that were in our same denomination. I signed up for one of those classes at Star King, which is a Universalist Unitarian seminary. I came off as conservative to most of them. And while there, I sat down in my seat, and a classmate of mine also sat down in her seat behind me. I turned to introduce myself, and across her t-shirt read, "Theology Kills." Whoo, we're off to a good start of the semester. But I thought about that shirt this week while I was reading this week's gospel. For many years, a man had been tormented by demons. His demons were so immense that they separated him not only from society, but any family that man might have. They separated him so much that he was forced to live in chains, away from civilization. The gospel tells us that the demons were so bad that every day they had to tighten the chains lest the man break free. Demons and isolation were known to this man deeply. But the real thing I believe held this man bound was bad theology. Yes, he was tormented, but it was the theology that was bad, that was evil, that in fact was killing him, that held him there. It was the theology that taught that he was an outsider, that he did not belong into the kingdom of God, that he somehow was separate, somehow different, and somehow not wanted and not loved. Bad theology also kills us. The day that we say that women and men have different rights, theology kills us. The moment and the day that we proclaim that LGBTQ people are less than heterosexual people is the day theology kills us. The day our white supremacy shows itself to the detriment and to the failure of black people and people of color, theology kills us. Friends, theology that kills is not unique to this time and place in Christianity. Theology that kills people has been going around for centuries. To say that those people, as if they are not us, is a theology that kills. They separate us, this theology. They push us aside our differences, and they divide our world. Bad theology puts limits and conditions on our relationship with others and our relationship with God. Bad theology helps climate change get denied. Bad theology prevents people from communicating across borders. Bad theology makes indifference the people who are asylum seekers coming to this country. Bad theology puts conditions on love. Remember the man who is terrified, the one who's demon-possessed, who upon seeing Jesus proclaims, "What do you have to do with me, Son of God?" Do you not hear the fear? The fear that Jesus, like the others, have condemned this man? The fear that he, too, will be cast aside by Jesus himself? Jesus kindly, lovingly, and patiently asks the man's name. To which the demons reply, "His name is Legion." I really, really wish the gospel went further and Jesus called that out and said, "That is not your name. You are not defined by bad theology. You are not defined by a place in a society that says you are less than loved." At that moment, Jesus decides to heal the man. And we are told that the people gathered around are terrified. Suddenly the systems in place that put that man outside and put them inside has crashed around them. Suddenly they must be confronted by a person who has a lot of opportunity to speak their mind, to speak their truth of feeling outsiding and as an outsider, to speak their truth as a reality that they've never known. His torments are over. And I kind of wonder if the people there are worried that they will get this man will take revenge on them, that he will respond back with hate and vitriol. But he doesn't. Instead, the man goes on his way rejoicing in celebration. Because, friends, bad theology is not the way of God. In Isaiah this morning, we hear, "I was ready to be sought out by those who did not ask, to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, 'Here I am, here I am,' to a nation that did not call on my name. I held out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is good, following their own devices." Bad theology is not of God. Good theology, or rather right theology, is the way of God. When we recognize the worth of LGBTQ people, when we recognize that women are just as equal to men, when we recognize that all races and all colors of skin are a beautiful rainbow of God's creation, when we recognize that the world needs our care and our love, this is the way of God. This is the way of love. Good theology liberates us. It takes off our chains, it unbinds us, and lets us go. It removes the shackles of the torments of the world. It frees us so that we might serve the world. It sets us free to do amazing and wonderful things. Theology that does not liberate, nor theology that does not free, is not theology of God. Those are our human constructs that try to put limits and conditions on our relationship with God. But right theology gives unconditional love to all. Unconditional love that extends from God into this world, not only to the humans, but to the animals, to the birds of the air, and to the creation that God has made. Good theology comes first from Jesus. In Galatians, Paul tells us, "There are no longer Jew nor Greek, no longer slave nor free. There is no longer female, for all are one in Christ Jesus." Theology that frees us brings us together in love, in celebration, and joy. Amen.